It was June 2nd, 2010. The Detroit Tigers were playing the Cleveland Indians. Tigers pitcher Armando Galarraga heading towards a perfect game. Then this.
Ground ball, right side. He's out! No! He's safe!
Out, no save. The Indians' Jason Donald was called safe, although clearly out, and Galarraga denied his perfect game. If only they'd had instant replay. Well, the league does have it for home run calls, but yesterday it announced plans to expand instant replay to almost every questionable play except balls and strikes. What will this mean for the game? Bob Nightingale is USA Today baseball columnist. Bob, you start your article with, hello, 21st century, Major League Baseball finally coming your way. How will it work?
It's going to be an office in New York, and managers can be allowed 3 replays per game. So if he feels like a wrong call's been made, he can tell the umpire, I want that reviewed. They'll look at the video footage in New York, and the person in New York manning the video will tell the umpire crew your call was either correct or incorrect.
And as you say, these managers get just 3 requests a game. If the manager is right that it was a bad call, do they get their challenge back?
Yeah, if you're right, you could actually have infinity number of challenges.
Right. But as you know, this becomes just another thing for fans to criticize managers for. Oh, he should have called the challenge, or he shouldn't have wasted the challenge.
No, exactly right, Robin. And the managers aren't really embracing the idea because of that. It puts more pressure on them, more burden, more responsibility.
Well, not everybody is criticizing it. You quote the Tampa Bay Rays manager, Joe Maddon, who says, of course I like this new rule starting in 2014. I like flat screen TVs, too. He's like, get with it.
Right. I think at one point, maybe not the 2014 season, we'll actually see those replays on the scoreboard so the fans can get excited, too.
Well, but what about the opposition? Rusty Kath, who announces for the Tampa Bay Rays, tweeted his thoughts, human error is part of the great game. Wade Benz tweets, the rules would suck the life out of baseball. I mean, this kind of woe is me, the call went against me, is a part of the game, isn't it?
It's an unfortunate part if you're the umpire. The trouble now with with Twitter and blogs and Facebook, you make a wrong call, your life can be ruined. Don Dekinger made the horrible call in 1985, cost the St. Louis Cardinals the World Series championship, and he and I'm getting a ton of death threats.
So you say this is better for them to get a second chance. But will it, as the league says, speed up the game?
Well, you're going to have less arguments with the umpires and managers, which is always fun. I mean, the old days of Earl Weaver yelling and spitting with an umpire at home plate, or Lou Piniella picking a bag and kicking it across a field. You'll kind of miss that, because if you have an argument, just go ahead and challenge it.
Oh, well, they say that they're going to be able to do these reviews in less than 90 seconds. It'd be interesting to see if anything in baseball go that fast, so we'll see. Bob Nightingale, USA Today baseball columnist. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And Meghna, I just have one other thought that others might have as well. Here we are sitting in Boston. All of these replays are coming from New York.
No!
What's that going to mean?
Well, baseball fans, tell us what you think it does mean at hereandnow.org.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.